cheer for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you may be seated and let the peace of God, just close your eyes and let the peace of God fill this place. Say, Jesus, I am blessed with the healing anointing. I am blessed with your grace, your mercy, your compassion, the faith you have given me. I am blessed by the gifts of the Spirit. I am blessed in your love, in your faith, in your hope. Today, I exercise my faith and I bind sickness in the name of Jesus. I bind Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. I bind poverty in the name of Jesus. And by faith, I call myself redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you redeemed? Well, the Bible says, let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I tell you something. In life, we pick up a little bit from our parents. We pick up a little bit from religion. We pick up a little bit from the education system. And God wants to train you by the Word of God. So when you call yourself a Christian, which means Christ-like, you got to let the Word of God train you. It'll train you how to walk in healing. It'll train you how to have a renewed mind. It'll train you how to have financial blessings. It'll train you how to walk in peace. It'll train you how to have the joy of the Lord. Say, ha, 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 devil. You got to let the Word of God train you. A lot of people become Christians and the Word don't train them. So God says, my Word must train you. When you call yourself a Christian, you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, then the Bible or the Word of God needs to train you, because we have a lot of residue we picked up from parents or religion or the world or from the education system, and those are mindsets. And if we leave them in our minds, and if they ain't of God, that's what the devil uses. He uses those mindsets or those words that hang around there. In other words, you responded one way to a situation by the flesh. Now you're saved. The Word of God wants to train you how to respond from the Word of God. And we're still responding from the old self. If you're depressed, you'll speak of depression. You see? If you're sick, you'll speak sickness. If you're broke, you'll speak poverty. You'll just plain complain. Well, the Word wants to train you. That's why I keep telling people you need to speak the blessings of God every day. Because that's what you're blessed with. Every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. Amen? Every promise is yes. So we are working from the finished work of Jesus, so we should be confessing the finished work of Jesus. Amen? So you are already blessed. What are you doing? You're imitating God. You're calling those things that are not as though they are, because they will come according to the Word in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're still talking about spiritual warfare. How many here for the first time? We just want to welcome you and just recognize you and thank you for coming by. God will bless you today. He'll refresh you. You know, some people have been looking for liberty in your mind, freedom in your mind for quite some time, and it hasn't come. Today it will come. Today I'll call freedom into your mind. Because God says I can say these things, you see, that are not as though they are. And they will come as we speak them. In Jesus' name, amen? So you may have some words in your mind that ain't of God. And you're wondering why your mind's getting attacked. Because you got to get that out of your mind. And so we're going to look at the Word of God and let it minister to us. Hallelujah. If you would, Jerry, turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians 10. We're going to look at 4 and 5. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm blessed already. I have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have all the blessings of God. It's under the blood covenant. And I proclaim today, by faith, that I'm not going to lean to my understanding. I'm going to allow the Word to train me. See, if you allow the Word of God to train you, you won't be saying some of the things you're saying. You won't be bitter or anger or unforgiveness or complaining or, you see, all those things, you see, if you don't control the thoughts, the mouth will speak what is in the mind. So you got to renew the mind, control the thoughts, in order to control what's coming out of your mouth. Amen? For 7 years, I confessed the healing of God to receive healing from multiple sclerosis. Then I allowed the Word of God to train me, and He trained me how to walk out of the temptation of booze and drugs and hate and all the different things that I was going through. And so the Word must train you. If you don't allow the Word to train you, and you're calling yourself a Christian, you're not Christ-like. He's not Lord over your life. And this doesn't happen overnight. You see, you've got to let the Word of God train you. Say, I'm going to let the Word of God train me in every situation. I'm going to have an answer. Because God has an answer. And He's in me. And greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world. I was in the state hospital when I was 15 years old. Some people think I'm still there. That doesn't make any difference. You see, I had a messed up mind. Everybody in here has had a messed up mind from time to time. We call them scrambled eggs. Scrambled thoughts. Hallelujah. 1 minute you're praising God, the next minute you're complaining. Hallelujah. We're in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. And it says, for the weapons of our warfare, in verse 4, are not carnal. So you're not going to respond to things by your flesh. You're not going to let your mind dictate to you what you're going to do in a given situation. You're going to let the Word of God train you, and you're going to allow the Word of God to drive out those thoughts that are trying to tell you you'll always be sick, you'll always be broke, you'll always have oppression, you'll always have depression, you'll always have generational curses. Because you've been that way for a long time. I had MS for 7 years. I was in anger for many weeks and many months and many years. And God trained me, the Word of God trained me, because I said, now, I'm not going to let my carnal mind destroy my relationship with Jesus after I got saved. My relationship with Jesus means if I got a strong relationship, I can walk in prosperity. I can walk in healing. I can walk in peace. I can walk in His knowledge. I can walk in His wisdom. But your mind, your carnal mind, will not allow you to do that. Or I can walk away from pride. Everybody has pride. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So God wants you to understand that you're not going to do it by the carnal mind. God's not against the training or educated mind, but He's against the educated mind when it comes to God, because the educated mind is limited. Do you know young people? You know why they like to hang around with young people? Have you ever thought of that? The reason for it is the decision-making part in your brain, in their brain, it don't develop for 25 years. Young people do not make decisions, right decisions. I joined the Marine Corps. See, the military likes to get you when you're 17 because you really don't have any good decision-making. So when they say charge, you charge. That's true. There's a theory behind the military why they do that. Well, it takes 25 years in most people, for young people, to have this decision thing to be developed. So they like to hang around young people because young people think like they do. So they get around moms and dads, and most young people think we're really, really far out. We're really idiots. They don't mean that, but that's the way the brain is. It takes 25 years for that to develop. That's why when I was young, I made a lot of dumb decisions. It doesn't mean everybody does, but that means I did. My mom left when I was 5 years old, and I kind of trained myself, and I wasn't a very good teacher. See, I like the old pot scene, hang around with Bud. Hallelujah. So that's why young people, you know, I tell people they like to hang around young people because their decision-making is not there. That doesn't mean everybody. Some people develop earlier, but that's the reason why most young people break off from mom and dad. Because they think your decisions, you're giving them an answer, it makes no sense to them. They may be polite and say, oh, that's nice, Dad. But you'll find them going to their groups in school in different places. And that's not wrong. We all were there. We just didn't understand what was going on. We all been through it. So you might as well be patient with the young people. If you ever want to get information from the wisdom that's in you and God to them, you're going to have to wait a while. You're going to have to slowly feed it. If you dump it on them, wouldn't you like to be under a dump truck that was dumped on you of rocks? Of course not. So if the carnality, you can't handle it that way, saints. You got to understand what the brain, how it develops and everything else. And I'm not a doctor, and I don't understand it totally, but I do know that I've had people in my office, and I have said to the individual, you need to let him make his own decisions. Well, he wants to hang around these, well, some groups you shouldn't hang around with, but a lot of groups are fine. Amen? All young people ain't bad. Amen? I mean, if you hung around the group I used to hang around with, you'd go, For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. So, it says to identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ, right? There's where your stronghold is. That's why we confess, I'm blessed with your grace. I'm blessed with your mercy. Because it's in God, in you. I'm blessed with compassion. I'm blessed with the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I'm blessed with faith. Because it's in God, in you. That's why we confess things. Your power is in God, in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so you have to speak things that's in God, in you. Philemon talks about releasing your faith in identification with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. So you're not going to overcome the devil. You're not going to overcome sickness and poverty and disease in your carnality, in your natural mind. You're going to pull those things down by all those things that are in you in Christ Jesus. How are you going to do it? You're going to speak those blessings every day. You're going to spend time with God every day. You're going to let the Word of God train you how to be victorious over sickness and disease. See, I'm not moved by the oxygen that my wife's on. It don't even bother me. It bothers people more than it bothers me. It don't bother me at all. Because I know God's going to touch her and heal her. We go through testings and trials, saints. I can either get caught up in the carnality and I can complain to God, God, I'm up there preaching. I'm a faith preacher. My wife said, I don't let that stuff, devil, you're not putting that in my head. Everybody in here is going to have a pain. Everybody here is going to have testings and trials. And you can either lean to the power of God in you, or you can lean to them your educated mind. What moves you? Well, the Word of God will move the devil. The Word of God will move sickness and disease and poverty. The Word of God will move depression and anger if you'll let the Word of God train you. So you're not going to lean to your own understanding. You're going to lean, hallelujah, amen, the power of God that's in you. Listen now. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, verse 4 again, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. So I got the revelation that everything I need is in me in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3, I'm blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly realm. Everyone. Okay, verse 5. Casting down arguments. There's all kinds of arguments. God don't heal no more. Tongues, you shouldn't be. Tongues ain't for. That went away with the apostles. See, a lot of people are airheads. Religion. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into the captivity, into the obedience of Christ. What are you thinking that's in disobedience to Christ? God don't heal. Tongues are not for today. Miracles are not for today. Financial blessings are not for today. God don't do that no more. Because we're not allowing the Word to train us. We're not allowing the Word to train us. All we want to do is call upon God when we have a problem. We don't want to build this relationship. We don't want the Word of God to train us. You know why? Because it spanks us. See, we're the clay, and He's molding us. Most of us, including me, don't like to be molded in some areas. I can handle it, God. I don't need your help. It's very hard to mentor people. And you watch what God says today from His Word as we go on. And by the way, we have CDs here and DVDs. The CDs are 1 million, the DVDs are 1.5 million. They're $2, a couple of bucks. You ever see people sucking on those cigarettes at $5 a pack or whatever they are? Now, I'm not judging people who smoke. I used to smoke. Never chewed, but I smoked. Okay, Lord, I won't go there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, I want the Word to train me. So I'm going to spend time in the Word, asking the Holy Spirit to help me, teach me, counsel me into the abundant life of Jesus. You won't get there if He don't counsel you, if the Word don't train you. Hallelujah. Disease and health are root. Listen now. Listen to what I'm saying. Disease and health are rooted in thought. Sickly thoughts will express themselves through the body. It's the same with financial blessings. If you complain to God that you're a tither and God's not faithful, if you complain to God that you've been reading the Word of God, well, reading it and getting into the renewed mind is a whole different thing. The Word must train you what to say. If you have certain thoughts, if you don't renew that, if it ain't trained, you will speak sickness. And when a problem comes into your body, you'll complain. See, I don't complain about this oxygen. My wife complains, I don't. I don't. I tell her, I say, nah, 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 nah. And she'll say, Betty, don't complain. She talks to herself. Betty, don't complain. This too, she's got this saying, this too shall pass. But how about having it passed yesterday? Well, that ain't the way it works. See, am I going to bless the Lord with what I say when I'm going through a problem, I'm going through a financial problem, I'm going through something? Am I still going to bless the Lord with his promises? Amen? So it's important. Disease and health are in thought. What you speak, you'll have. And so you have to get the word training you how to think. And what you think from the word, you'll say out of your mouth. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say number one. Turn, if you would, to Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33, Jerry. Praise the Lord. Listen now, behind every stronghold, Satan is hiding. Behind every stronghold, there's a lie. You'll never get better. You'll never prosper. You'll never have the grace of God. You'll always be under guilt and condemnation. Behind every stronghold, there is a lie of the enemy. You got to get a hold of this, saints. It's kept me healed, you see, a blessed marriage, a blessed ministry, because I'd rather be speaking the blessings than speaking the world. Say, I want Jesus to be my business partner. I mean, if you got a business, you want him to be your partner. Hallelujah. Okay, 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. We've all heard that, or most of us. And his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So as the word trains you, you're going to be speaking things of God that may be not happening yet. You're going to be speaking the grace. You're going to be speaking the peace. You're going to be speaking the power. You're going to be speaking miracles. You're going to be speaking the gifts of the Spirit. You're going to be speaking the mind of Jesus Christ. When you do that, you're seeking the kingdom. That's a kingdom language. That's the word training you. And it will come to pass because God's faithful to that blood covenant. But it ain't going to come as you demand it. I got to have it by Saturday. Well, I hope you don't hold your breath because you may be awful purple. It will happen. My life is an example of that. Everybody says, well, you must have been something wrong because it took you 7 years. That ain't scriptural. I don't care what scripture. I know what I went through. I used to tell God, God, if you'd let me win the lotto, I'd help this ministry and that ministry. And this, it always came back to me. No, you'd be in Hawaii. I wouldn't even be in your thoughts. I bind you, Satan. Okay, so number one, you got to seek the kingdom. He'll add to you kingdom language, word training you, amen, bringing every thought into the obedience of Jesus. If you're thinking depression, that's not obedient. If you're thinking sickness, that's not obedient. If you're thinking poverty, that's not obedient. If you're complaining to God, that's not obedient. We should love God at all times. And how do we love God? You speak the blessings of God. I'm not going to change my confession just because this ain't happening or that ain't happening. Amen? Hallelujah. Now listen, saints. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Matthew 16. Matthew 16, start with verse 18. Jesus gave Peter the keys. Peter walked in the keys. Keys mean authority. We're training you. You're going to speak authority. Jesus gave Peter the keys. Listen now. It's very important. Now you're seeking the kingdom. He gave Peter the keys. He gave you the keys. He gave me the keys. He gave you the authority. He gave me the authority. But if the word don't train you, you'll speak in complaining and you won't speak in the authority. You'll only speak in the authority when your wallet's full and your body feels good. Or everything's going good. Have you ever heard people say when you're talking to somebody, I feel so good today. The next day, they feel rotten and they act like that. See, we can't bless God. We have trouble when we don't feel good. When things ain't going our way. This past week, me and Betty had to do business with several different people in the world. I'm talking about, I have never in my life seen such confusion. Unbelievable. I'm talking about business people. One who came to my house, and I went to his business. I've never seen such confusion in all my life. I said, well, are you going to be there Saturday? He said, well, I'm down his business now. Well, if I can get out of bed. I said, you want me to send somebody by to blow a whistle? He didn't like that. I don't care. If you got trouble getting out of bed, we'll send somebody by and help you. Blow a foghorn or something. Okay. Listen now, 18. I also say to you, that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We are the body of Christ, sons and daughters, and yet the enemy's prevailing in a lot of areas. The reason why I'm going to build it on Peter, because he had the right answer. You are the Son of God. Listen now. This is how he's going to build his church. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So the word is training us to take the key, which is authority, and start binding Satan. Start binding sickness. Start binding poverty. Start binding disease. Start taking authority. Peter had the key, and he walked in authority. You find him in the book of Acts with such a power of God around him, they're pulling people out to his shadow to be healed. He took the authority. When he was going to pray, you see, there was a man begging can you give me some money? I don't have any money, but what I have, you can have. And he stood him up in the name of Jesus. He took the authority. He had the key. He walked in the authority. God wants you today to be trained by the Word of God. You have the key. You have the authority. Jesus is your key. Jesus is your authority. Jesus is your knowledge. Jesus is your wisdom. Jesus is your grace. Jesus is your healer. Anything outside of Jesus, the Spirit of God won't operate in. Amen? Jesus gave the key. And that was his breakthrough. Say, that's my breakthrough. The word is training me. The key, authority, Jesus, is my breakthrough. I've just been broken through. I no longer will walk in poverty, sickness, disease, oppression, depression, loneliness. I have my breakthrough. I have my authority over it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Peter took the authority and opened the door to God's abundance. Are you listening? Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Well, I have the key. You have the key. He gave Peter the key, and Peter opened the door. That was his authority to the abundance of God. didn't he? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Listen now. The winner of a battle is the one who controls the battle of the mind. Say, I'm a winner of the battle. I control my mind with the Word of God. I have the authority. I have the key. I can only think of the promises of Jesus, the name of Jesus. I shall not think sickness. I shall not think disease. I shall not think the power of Satan or principalities and powers. Jeez, I hope you ain't falling asleep on me. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, Peter says, I got it now. I got it now. The gates of hell ain't going to prevail. Wherever the church walks, if it walks in carnality, if it walks in the flesh, if it walks in religion, I keep saying this, and some people get bent out of shape, but the Presbyterians, and that ain't all of them, but they're going through a whole battle now about gays behind the pulpit and the Methodists and all these different denominations are really battling with some things. You know why? Because they're leaning to their natural minds about decisions about things. They're not letting the Word of God train them. We are not to go around judging gays or this one or that one, but we are not to sit down and take up their trash. If the Word trains you, you will love the gay but not love the sin. It's hard to do, saints. Because you can see them being destroyed. And God wants them in heaven. God wants, you know when he said, Jesus said, go and sin no more lest something worse comes upon you. If we continue in the booze or drugs or hate or in the mind or in homosexual, all that stuff, something worse will come on us. Was Jesus being mean? Absolutely not. He didn't want to see that destroy physical bodies. Amen? Hallelujah. The next thing, if you'll go, if you would, Jerry, to Luke 5. Oh, blessed Jesus. Luke 5. Let's go to 3 and 4. They got into the boat. They got into one of the boats in verse 5:3, which Simon had asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out in the deep and let down your nets. Let down your nets for a catch. Now listen now, we got a carpenter telling a fisherman how to fish. See, people don't want to launch out in the deep things of God. They don't want to launch out into the gifts of the Spirit. They want to catch, but they don't want to get out into the spirit realm where they're not in control. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it talks about that the Holy Spirit will teach you the deep things of God. Well, most denominations don't want to launch out there. They want to catch. They want the financial blessings. They want the anointing, you see. But they don't want anybody taking them beyond their natural minds. So Jesus, a carpenter, is teaching a fisherman. We today don't allow people who are in authority in the Word of God to mentor us. In the prayer line, I'll tell people to do all kinds of things. And they'll look at, I ain't doing that. What do you know about my problem? Only thing I know is you got a problem. Hallelujah. 3:4 again. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon in verse 5 answered and said to him, Master, have you ever been there? Listen, I've been praying for 6 months. I've been tithing for a year. But he said, according to your word, I'll do it. Do you come back with God when he's trying to mentor you, God, the Holy Spirit in you? He's trying to train you by the word of God. And you tell God how bad you have it and how long you've been praying and how long you've been tithing and how long and how long and how long. If you want the deeper things of God, you've got to be mentored by the word and by the Holy Spirit. If you want to get free from oppression, depression, and all these things, you've got to be mentored by the word of God. You've got to be trained by the word of God. You've got to be trained by the Holy Spirit. You've got to go into deeper things of God. You've got to get beyond yourself, because your carnal mind will make decisions against God, because the mind is against God. It don't know how to believe God. It don't know how to obey God. So we have the Spirit of God that's going to train the mind how to react. The Word's going to train you. So if it comes out of my mouth, well, you got cancer. The doctor says you got 30 days to live. The first thing, if you're not trained by the Word of God, your mind will say, yeah, I know someone else that had that too. You'll never come back and believe when Jesus appeared at the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forward. It's never too late with God. All things are possible with God. All things are possible to us if we'll believe. If you're trained by the word of God. If you don't lean to your carnality, your mind. Let the word of God train you. Get that stuff out of your mind. Because any residue you leave from the world in your mind, the devil will use it. He'll convince you God don't heal. Hallelujah. Verse 5 again. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've told all night, caught nothing. See, I've been in the Word for the last 6 months, for a year, for 5 years, and I ain't getting the promises. You know why? You're only speaking the Word of God when you have a need. It hasn't been built into you. You haven't been trained by the Word of God on a daily basis. You don't have a relationship with the Word of God. We go to prayer when we have a need. We don't just go and love Jesus and speak the blessings. When you have a pain, when you have lack of money, just keep speaking the blessings. Have you ever tried to get out of bed and, oop, it hurts? You can go, oop, but you're going to have to turn around and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed with the grace. I'm blessed with the mercy. I'm blessed with the peace. I'm blessed with the compassion. You can have your little thing, your little nugget. You say, oop, but don't hang around, oop. Don't let it be in your mind. Because the next thought you'll have, God don't heal. He got something against you. He's putting something on you. God don't put sickness and disease on you. He took it. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17, he took every infirmity. Every infirmity. Well, if you're not trained by the word of God, if you don't bring things into the obedience of Christ, and if you speak it out of your mind, you see, your mind will say this. Your mind will agree with the world. Your mind will agree with certain medicine. You know, when Paul wrote to Timothy, it's really strange. He said, Timothy, and this is after the gifts and all that stuff, after the cross and everything. He said, take a little wine for your stomach. Why didn't he just say, lay hands on in the name of Jesus? Well, everybody's got an excuse. We always try to make an excuse for God. No, Timothy. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, take a little wine for your stomach. That doesn't mean we're going to go out and get drunk. Why did he say that? Why? A man who had been in jail, been persecuted, got knocked off his backside on the road to Damascus, fasted for 3 days. The power of God came upon him. He taught about the gifts. He taught about the fruits. He taught about who you are in Christ. And yet he turns to Timothy, he said, take a little wine for your stomach. Let me tell you something, saints. Some people don't believe this and understand this. Paul had an apostolic calling. And some of the things he said, God allowed. Do you know that? And when you get into a certain anointing, you can say things and God will allow it. Now, some people say, oh, that ain't God. You believe the way you want to believe. I said to a lady here Friday, I want you to laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Where did Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John get in front of somebody and say, ha, 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 ha? It isn't there. But God laughed at the devil, the Bible says. The Holy Ghost does things to you under the anointing and gets you to do things. I've seen many people healed from the joy of the Lord. Well, why would God do that? Well, I'll ask you a question. Why would God speak through a donkey? I have no idea why he spoke through a donkey. He just couldn't get to the prophet. The prophet was, I know it all. I'm a prophet. Shut up and sit down. Donkey, come here. Think about it. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going down to 5 and 6. 5 again. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, and we've all done this. Oh, man, I've been praying. I've been faithful to the church. I've been tithing. I've been doing this more than all night, you see, and caught nothing. And see, I haven't got your word. I haven't got your prayers answered. I haven't got the financial blessings. I haven't got the anointing that I need to heal my body. But according to your word, I'm going to be obedient. Once you confess everything against God, do you say, according to your word, I'm going to do it? No, you don't. You keep on going in the canal. You keep on, that's a stronghold. That's a stronghold, saints. Anytime you complain, it's a stronghold. And behind every stronghold, there's a lie. Because when the stronghold operates, it's telling you God don't do that no more, and you're a bad person, and you're not going to get financially blessed, and you're not going to get the grace, and so that's all lies. You don't understand the blood covenant. You're not letting the word of God train you. You don't have the renewed mind. So every stronghold that's in your mind, there's a lie behind it. Well, I know Mary, she didn't get healed. I know James, they didn't get healed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Verse 6. When they had done this, see, according, I'm going to do it according to your word, verse 5. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, a net breaking. Listen to me, saints. Everybody in this place has a due season. Everybody is going to get the blessings that God promised. You can break it off by not allowing the word to train you. You can break it off by things that you say. Are you a 90% complainer? Or are you the one, I tried that. I used to pray in tongues. Used to? I used to be one of those. What is one of those? Charismatic? I ain't no more. See, I've gone to a religious church and they don't do those things. They don't bother me. I can sit in the back of the church and no one bothers me. I guarantee you, if you've tasted the Holy Ghost, the devil will bother you. Hallelujah. Amen? You got a season coming. Financially, grace, mercy, healing, the mind of Christ, the peace of God. You know, there's people in here who have never experienced the peace of God in their minds. How do I know? I can't sleep at night. Why are you staying awake? Are you afraid? Is that stronghold, down underneath that stronghold, is there fear in your life? I used to not like darkness. Now, My wife will tell you, turn the lights on. I said, no, I don't want them on. I'm not trying to save on a bill. If there was some spook outside of the window, I'd turn the lights off. Stick your head through the window. I got this branding iron. Four, boom. See, I go around the dark, you see. When I go to bed, I sleep. See, if you don't, you know something, if you don't sleep, you know what you're trying, you don't believe God's in the room with you. You don't believe the angels are in the room with you. You don't believe God, the Holy Spirit. You're being led by your carnal mind. You better keep one eye open. You know, my dad used to say to me, I sleep with one eye open. I said to myself, I wonder how he does that. Well, it was just a saying. You know, your dad's ever told you things like that? My mother used to say, make sure you change your underwear in case you get in an accident. I never understood some of that stuff. If you're in a bloody accident, what difference does it make? Your underwear is dirty? I mean, they don't go in and say, dirty underwear! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I picked that up. I should tell my kids that. And you'd hear them going off mumbling to each other. I think Dad's lost it. Praise the Lord. You got your season coming. See, you got to be like Peter. You got to take that authority. He's opened that. When he gives you authority, he's opened a whole bunch of promises to you. See, I believe that if God would allow it and the state hospital would allow it, you and I would want to come with me. We could go down there and set all those mental people free from demons. Those are strongholds. And under every one, there's a lie. Have you ever heard of people say, I'm not worthy? That's a stronghold. That's a lie. And so, if the mind's not trained with the Word of God, the residue of what you picked up in those words will come out here. I'm not worthy. If I was worthy, God would be doing something. You need to do things according to God's word. If God's told you to do something, the word instructs us to speak to a mountain. Right? How many here, don't raise your hands, actually go around speaking to a sickness or a disease or a pain or a financial problem? And yet the word trains us and instructs us, the Lord Jesus saying, speak to the mountain. Most people don't speak to nothing. They're just complainers. Complainers. Hallelujah. Well, one more place. 1 Corinthians 2:12. I mentioned it earlier, but we'll go over there. 2:12:10. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. See, the Word wants to train us, saints, to get the benefits. To get the healing of God. To get the peace of God. To get the grace of God. To get the compassion of God. To get the mercy of God. Everybody needs mercy. I mean, listen, we get messed up sometimes. We need God's mercy. And a stronghold will say, you ain't getting no mercy now. And the Bible says mercy is renewed every day. But that residue, that word that sticks in there, like it's got Elmer's glue, clunk, that's what the devil uses. But the Holy Spirit, saints, this is some, people don't want to do this. People don't want to go in the spirit realm. People don't want to, you see, we only want to do it when we have I need this done. I need that done. I'm going to pray now. Listen, saints, if you'll take a little mentoring from me, and when you get out of bed, you start naming the blessings. I'm blessed with the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm blessed with forgiveness. I'm blessed with his love. I'm blessed with his grace. I'm blessed with his mercy. I'm blessed with his compassion. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ. I'm blessed with the gifts. I'm blessed with the healing anointing. That's the word training you. And the more you get that in your mind, the less stupidity will... You know, I was listening to Andrew the other day. I don't know if I should say this, but he said it, so... He was preaching. It was an older program. He was preaching in Chicago. Me and Betty got to laughing. And Andrew says, and this place is packed out now. He says, I want all of you to understand something. If you were stupid before you got saved, you'll be stupid after you get saved. I took a fit of laughing, man. I said, that sounds like Ellery, man. Now, you can become smart by the Word of God. But just because you say, Jesus, come into my life, doesn't mean you become this bright, shining wisdom walking around saying, I got all the answers. He said, if you were complaining before you got saved, you'll be complaining after you're saved. Until he followed up. I call it being trained by the Word of God and the renewed mind. And he was just saying the renewed mind. Have you ever studied Andrew's life? He was jogging down the street one time and two dogs treed him. Did you hear what I said? They chased him up a tree. And he had to stay up there until they left. He was accused of sexual things. He was accused of stealing money. He didn't do it. What are you willing to go through? Where are you willing to fish? What deepness of God do you want to go into and willing to pay the price? Are you letting the Word of God train you? Some people will leave here and they'll say, well, I don't know about that. I don't believe that. See, my life, because I speak the promises, I bring thoughts into the obedience of Jesus Christ. To have a pain, to have a sickness, is not obedience to Christ. Have you ever heard someone say, my cancer, my headache, my backache, my bad hip, my bad lung, my bad heart? Have you ever heard that? See, what you're saying is mine. It takes a lot of training and mentoring by the Word of God so that you don't say that stuff. Because pain will get your attention. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, verse 10 again. But God had revealed them to us. And he's talking about eye has not seen, ear has not, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, in verse 9, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, so it's going to come by his Spirit. The Word's going to train us. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. What things in God do you not understand? Well, there's a lot of things we don't understand. I don't know. And he don't have to explain to me why he put the planets up there. You see, God's a faith God. He spoke this all into existence by a word. Now, you got to remember this. It ain't necessary for us to know about Jupiter and all these things and everything else, only to know that God spoke that. Here's the stuff we need to understand right here. See, my salvation, the mind of Christ, who you are in Christ, the Word training you, the love of God. A lot of people don't have the love of God flowing. The love of God wants to, the Word of God wants to train you how to walk in the love of God. Instead of saying, get that sucker, Jesus. She deserves it. He deserves it. When I first got saved, me and my wife used to stand around with a bunch of Baptists. in a circle, and we held hands, and the wife would be praying, that man's no good, Jesus. He hurt me last night. And the man's standing there. And I said to Betty after, I don't think I agree with that, do you? See, I had one eye open, man. I thought the guy was going to punch somebody, man. I said, I ain't going in no more circles. And then we had one time, we had a church where I'd call everybody and say, okay, everybody break up in fives. In circles like this, you know, in hands, and we'll just start praying and agreeing. Well, people came to me and said, she's doing this in my hand. I'm going, what? No more circles. No more holding hands. I'm serious. You stay in ministry for a while, I mean ministry, you'll have a lot of experiences. This is not a time for sexual overtones. This is a time for trying to reach God. Or praying against your husband. Guy go out and get a gun and shoot half the people in the church, man. So God wants to teach us the deeper things. We can talk about tongues. We can talk about miracles. We can talk about, you see, I'm telling you, saints, there's strongholds in everybody's life. And under every stronghold, there's a lie. But you can pull them down by the power of God that's in you. You can't rely on this. You got to pull them down by the power of God that's in you. That's why the blessings are very important. Speak in the name of Jesus. Peter said, aha, I got the key. I got the authority now. I'm going to get the abundant life of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I think you've had enough. I have. Hallelujah. Let's worship him in 9, Orange. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? You'd be surprised at people sitting here who need to hear this, including me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someday we're all going to go through the gate, saints. No pain, no light bills, no mortgage bills, no tears.
With our voices we worship you, our Father which art in heaven, singing praise full of gratitude, we come in worship attitude. Our Father which art in heaven, for the gift of your only Son, we worship you, Holy One. We worship you.
Oh God, my heart is fixed. I'll sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I'll praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I'll sing praises to thee among the nations.
Unashamedly we lift our voice to worship you is our choice. We rejoice with a heavenly host. You gave to us the Holy Ghost. Our Father which art in heaven, for your Comforter is with us now to do his will if we will allow. We worship, 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 worship. For thou art
love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if anybody wants prayer for healing in your physical body, that's great. But God really wants, there's some people here who have strongholds, and there's a lie underneath of it, and you haven't been able to break through. It just torments you. You can't get the blessings of God. Your season hasn't come. The Holy Spirit hasn't minted you to do according to God's word, and you'll reap the abundant life of God. There's strongholds in all our lives. And some people will say, well, I'm Pentecostal, I'm charismatic, and I don't have strongholds. Yeah, we all do. We all do. I had many strongholds that I had to fight through. I had to let the word of God train me. I had to bring those thoughts into obedience of Christ. Everything I left up here, you see, that's what the devil used. You're not worthy, and so on and so forth. So God wants to break off strongholds, if you have any strongholds. If you have an addiction, if you have an addiction to something, I don't care if it's prescription, I don't care if it's drugs. If you have strongholds in your life, don't say nothing to me. I don't want to hear no stories. I don't want to hear nothing. All I'm going to do is have faith in God, faith in Jesus, that when I lay hands on you, he will free you. Amen? So what we're going to do, if you need healing in your body, come up on this side of the pulpit over here so you can pray properly and I'll understand. If you have some kind of stronghold that you want broken off, now, see, just coming up here is not saying, oh, I'm a bad person. Don't let the devil lie to you. Sometimes you've got a stronghold with a lie underneath, you see, and we haven't turned to the power of God in us. We've turned to the stronghold. And God wants you to leave here free. Amen? Over there, if there's something wrong with your body, over here, you see, if you feel like you've got some kind of stronghold, you just want prayer. Amen? You don't got to say nothing to me. Amen? Come up here in Jesus' name. Come up out of your things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Boy, I see you walking better and everything. You remember her Friday? How many here are Friday? Look at the change in this lady's life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Huh? Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. How you doing? Good, good. God wants me to tell you there's been a sadness in your life. The enemy's got you stand back. How old are you now, dear? The enemy's got you standing back, and you're almost in fear of things. God's going to break that off of you today. His love is going to touch you, and he's going to break you and break that off of you. God wants you to have more freedom with the Spirit of God. Okay? Hallelujah. Have you been hurt by somebody, dear? Yes. You have? Are you married now? No. Was you married? Okay. We won't go any further. I'm not going to get into your personal stuff by the Holy Spirit, but I'll be back in a minute. Okay, dear? You bet. You bet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, right now I touch Paul, Lord. Every stronghold is broken in the authority of the name of Jesus. Every stronghold, no lies. He has the Spirit of truth in him and upon him in Jesus' name. Every stronghold is broken now. The Spirit of truth in Jesus' name. The Spirit of truth in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The Spirit of truth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of power. The Holy Spirit. Every stronghold. Broken in Jesus' name. Broken in Jesus' name. No lies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in the name of Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. Every stronghold broken in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold broken in the name of Jesus. She's a free spirit, soul, and body. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold broken in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' you, Lord. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold. Is this your wife, guy? Father, come here. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray over this marriage, Lord, right now, Lord. I speak the blood of Jesus. I speak healing, Lord, into their mind, spirit, and soul, Lord, in Jesus' name. I break every stronghold of Satan. I speak the peace of Jesus into their lives right now. The peace of Jesus, the wisdom of God rising up in the both of them, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, the peace of God. Every stronghold.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Satan, I bind you right now. I heal this marriage by speaking the blood of Jesus over the both of them, Lord. I thank you for the angels that are around them, Lord. I bind the spirit of fear, and I give you praise and honor and glory for the victory they have over you, Satan, because Jesus has broken your authority, Satan, and you won't touch this marriage and these two in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken. Ooh, oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every stronghold broken right now in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Ooh. Let it go, let it go, let it go, guy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, every stronghold broken, Lord. I speak all the way through her legs, Lord, in Jesus' name. You are a God of 100%, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Legs, I command you in the name of Jesus to be healed. Every bit of the heart functioning in Jesus' name. Every bit of their lungs functioning in Jesus' name. You're not going to steal this, Satan. I bind you right now. I bind every stronghold in the name of Jesus. And I free my sister in the holy authority power of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My God will supply her need. She will have her season. She will have of complete healing throughout her body.
Woo!
Throughout her spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh. Hi. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. You're coming out, that thought's coming out of there in Jesus' name. That thought's coming out of there in Jesus' name. All headaches in Jesus' name. Let it all be loose from her. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every bit of it, go in Jesus' name. The healing anointing of the Holy Spirit taken from Jesus, placed into her pancreas in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, Lord. Oh, every stronghold, Lord, in Jesus' name. Every stronghold. Raise your hands, dear. Every stronghold in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Oh, no generational curses. All broken in Jesus' name. Oh, you're a liar, Satan. You're not going to get her to focus on anything but you. And the Holy Spirit's going to get her to focus on Jesus. The Spirit of truth is going to rise up in her and bring her into truth. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Because we turn to your abundant life, Jesus. We turn to your cross. We turn to the authority of your name. We turn to the power of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord, that you took every infirmity, Lord. And she's healed now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name, mind, soul, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Every stronghold broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold broken in the name of Jesus. It must go in Jesus' name. This woman is free. She walks in the peace of God, in the Word of God. The blood of Jesus covers her. You cannot find your way in, Satan. You cannot find your way in. Every stronghold, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every stronghold, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Release your faith into her. Weren't you just over there? Oh, right. Oh. How you doing? You got a tummy ache? No? He's got what, dear?
Asthma.
Oh. Father God, right now, Lord, I break every generational curse off this child, Lord. I speak the healing authority of you, Jesus, into this asthma, these lungs, Lord. And I speak to this asthma and command to be loose from this child, never to return. Satan, you're a liar. Every stronghold now is broken from this lying spirit. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that's releasing into him right now. Releasing into him right now the healing anointing. The healing anointing all through his lungs, Lord. In Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I bless her, Lord, also in Jesus' name. Yes, he's coughing it all up. Every spirit, every lying, come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What's going on? You got your back issues? You got what, guy? Oh, was you? Raise your hands, if you would. Is it hurting right now? Did it hurt when you came in? Okay. Father God, we thank you for a creative miracle, Lord. We break every stronghold, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You're the God that took a rib out of man and made a woman, Lord. You can put bones in this man's back, Lord, and replace and change the bones that need to be changed and adjust the back, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do this, Lord, with faith in you, Jesus. Every stronghold that the enemy's been lying, I break that off from him right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that arthritis must die in his back in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. For the healing anointing, Lord, all through his spine, all through his back, all through his vertebrae, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the God, Lord. All things are possible with you. All things are possible if we believe. And we believe in the name of Jesus. We believe in the resurrection power. We believe that you took every infirmity. We believe that you're a God that does miracles. We believe in the gift of miracles by the Holy Spirit that takes from Jesus. And we thank you for the miracle that's going into his back right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, every stronghold.
They were there, now they can.
This is for healing.
This is for healing.
Hallelujah. You may tell you something. Jeff's going to send the power of God right through you, too. Where'd Jeff go? Hey, Jeff! Oh my God, there he is. He appeared. How you doing? Ha, 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 devil. Praise God. Yeah. This guy's an auction. He's got all kinds of oxygen. Right? This is your hubby. He loves you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. I break every stronghold, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, everything's a lie except the spirit of truth that's rising up in those two and bringing forth the life of Jesus, bringing forth the grace of Jesus, the compassion, bringing forth the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing forth visions and dreams, bringing forth, I speak it, I call those things that are not, they may not be manifested right now, but they're going to manifest for your glory, Lord Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as I release into them right now, Lord. Oh, yes, release into them a fresh anointing, Lord, a fresh anointing. Every stronghold is gone in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Every stronghold is gone in Jesus' holy name. Every stronghold gone in Jesus' name. Every stronghold gone in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. Thank you. There's a fresh anointing there. Hallelujah. 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 How you doing, dear? Good. Is this, you've been here before? You look familiar. And what do you have, dear? What's?
I had a stroke.
Oh, okay. How long ago? You remember?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. It didn't affect your speech, right?
Sometimes.
A little bit.
When I'm in a lot of pain, I talk weird.
This is
his friend.
Oh, okay, okay. Did you guys come for prayer too? Have you got Jesus in your life, guy? Have you got Jesus in your life? Where would you rather go, hell or heaven? Do you believe there's a hell? Do you believe there's a hell?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to go?
Heaven.
Well, the only way to heaven is through Jesus. Are you saved?
Yeah,
he knows it. Yeah, I am. Don't be picking on me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wouldn't you guys like to go to heaven? Give me a hand. Give me a hand, guy. We'll come to you in a minute, dear. Okay. Yeah, I figured you'd say that. Just repeat after me. Say, Jesus, today I make a decision. I ask you to come into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving every sin. Today, I'm born again. All because of you, Jesus. Bless me, Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Father God, I touch these two right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for this miracle into their lives, Lord. I thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit upon both of them, Lord. I thank you for the wind of the Holy Spirit, Lord, bringing new life into them, encouraging them, bringing them wisdom. We thank you, Lord, that I was there one time and you accepted me. You've accepted these two, Lord Jesus Christ, and you truly are their Lord and you truly are their Savior. And we thank you, Lord, that we were able to partake and lead them into the kingdom. So we give you praise and honor and glory right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Randall, Jeff, come over here, and Chris. I want you all just release your faith into her. Hallelujah. Amen. She's had a stroke, so amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I didn't pray for you today. I'm coming. All right, that's a good idea. Hallelujah. You ain't nobody. She goes down, let her go down. Praise God. Is it hard? Where are you going? We're over here, Nancy. Stand behind her a minute. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. I break every bit of bondage, Lord, every stronghold, Lord. I break it off Matthew. I break it off in Patty. I break it off their home. I break it off their finances. And I thank you, Lord, that the spirit of truth is going to rise up in them, the Holy Spirit, and bring forth the glory of God in this family. Bring forth the healing power of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the abundant life that's coming to Mark. We thank you for the job, the decisions that are coming to Mark, Lord. And we thank you that the wisdom will rise up in him, Lord, and he'll make all decisions by the living living spirit, the spirit of a living God in him, in Christ Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory right now, Lord. I'm telling Mark on your behalf, Lord Jesus, that he's going to get a catch. He's going to get his due season in Jesus' name. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. What's working in his life right now, Lord? Oh, the presence of Jesus. Ooh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every bit of it broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, every bit of it broken in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, fresh new, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he's going to reach down to the God in him, Lord. And he's going to pull out, Lord, the victory, the abundant life, because he has the keys. He has the authority, Lord. And he's going to walk in that authority. And Satan is going to flee, and principalities and powers are going to flee. And we thank you, Lord, that he's going to get rid of every religious spirit where he ministers over there in Jesus' name. They will run because of the anointing upon this man's life. I proclaim it and speak it into him right now. And I meant to him that he's in the right place right now, Lord, that he's bringing forth your life, bringing forth your word, bringing forth the anointing of the Spirit of God that's breaking the yokes of bondage on people's lives. So we give you praise and honor and glory that the anointing surely will increase in his life in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. If there's any strongholds, Lord, we break them right now in Jesus' name. Every stronghold, the mentoring power of the Holy Spirit, the abundant life of Jesus, Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, isn't God good? Yes. Praise the Lord. What is your name back here? You told me before church, but what is your name now? John. Yeah, you did. I said my middle name was that. That's right. You know, I can see a big barricade like a wall up. And God is going to break that down. There's some freedom God wants you to have in the spirit realm, and you're not having it yet. But God's breaking something away. His power, his grace is breaking it away. He's going to give you favor in some areas that you've been struggling to get favor in. There are some places in the job part of it or in the world part of it that you haven't had favor. And there's some things in the church part of it that you haven't had favor. God says, I'm going to release favor. I'm going to release grace so that you're going to have the finances come in. And you're going to have the blessings, and you're going to know that God loves you, and you're going to know the Spirit of God's alive in you, and he's going to break every bit of bondage off from your life. You're going to be a free man, spirit, soul, and body. God says even as you leave here, you're going to sense a freshness of God in your life. You're not going to quite understand it, but the Holy Spirit is going to teach you what that's all about, because God wants to move upon all people, his body. We are the body of Christ. We are sons and daughters, and God wants to bless you, and God wants to awaken you to how nice the grace would be, that you'll have favor in all these areas, and God will bring the blessings in. God says, never forget the blessings of Abraham, because it's coming to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Did that do anything for you, you and the green deer, when you came up for prayer? It didn't do nothing? Was you looking for something? Okay, it'll happen, dear. It'll happen, believe me. It'll happen. Hallelujah. If this turmoil is going on in you, it's going to happen. Just believe and trust in God. See, don't look to me. Look to the laying on of hands and the Spirit of God touching you. And is something you is wanting from God? Do you need a healing in your body? Do you need a healing in your emotions? Okay, that's the one God's going to heal you in. God's going to bring refreshing in your refreshing in your emotional part of you, the soulish area. Okay? God never refuses anybody. And so when you leave today, you can plan and have faith in God that it's going to change those emotions. Are you sleeping at night? You're not? Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that rest and peace and sleep will come upon her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the healing of this marriage deeper and deeper in the Word of God. I thank you, Lord, that this soulish area that only you can touch, Lord Jesus, you are Lord, you are Savior. So we ask right now, Lord, that that you go way down into the bone marrow, all the way down with the Word of God and touching her, Lord, and freeing her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory. And we ask that she helps. She gets the help by the Holy Spirit to receive these things today. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in her life. Amen. So you got Jesus in your life, right? Good. Praise God. He'll help you. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the anointing. We thank you and we praise you for the gifts and for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord. We're not going to turn to our natural thinking, Lord, but we're going to pull up all those powerful things that are in us in Christ Jesus, and we're going to speak it daily, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, that just as Peter got the authority and got the keys and brought the abundant life of God, we're going to have the abundant life. We're going to have our catch. We're going to have our due season because you are faithful to your blood covenant, Lord Jesus Christ. So we honor you today, Lord. We're not going to complain. We're just going to expect. We're going to keep speaking the blessings, and we know we're going to receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.